B, meeting minute approval. This will be for, there are two items, October 15, 2018, and November 1 through 3, 2018, Vancouver meeting.
I've been offline. I don't know whether there were any changes. Have there been any changes to the November 1st through 3rd, 2018 meeting minutes since I responded?
No, nothing's changed.
Okay. Okay, then I'm happy to make the motion. I move to approve. I'll do it as two separate meeting minutes. I move to approve the October 15, 2018 Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting minutes as submitted.
Smith will second.
Yeah. Okay, seconded by Chair Smith. Any further discussion? Hearing none. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hello, Larry. This is Barbara. I have no objection to the minutes as they were posed, but I do have a question for the commission. At the November 1st and 2nd meeting, there was a short discussion, which I think I generated, about our committee. And in that, I made the point that we're still in this open committee period, and also that I would ask our other commission members to think about whether the people who are there observing should be just observing or active participants. And there seemed to be general agreement that for now the best model is observers, so that people don't get two bites of the apple or start talking to us in different rooms. That was important to me, and I would like to see it reflected in the minutes, but I didn't know if it was appropriate, so I was just going to ask other people what they thought about that type of thing.
Just a comment. The motion, I think that relates to the second set of minutes, and I was making two separate motions. Why don't we, if it's okay, Barbara and Larry, if we could go ahead and take care of that motion, and then Barbara's, I think, discussion belongs to the second motion.
Any objection?
All right, that's correct. Yeah, I agree.
Hearing none. We'll go to Commissioner Thorburn's motion on the earlier minutes, and all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Motion carries. Okay, we're moving now to the November 1 through 3 minutes,
okay.
Meeting minutes.
And I'll go ahead and make the motion, and then if we can get a second, then we can discuss Barbara's question. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. I move to approve the November 1st through 3rd, 2018 Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting minutes as submitted.
I'll second. Smith will second again.
Okay, Chair Smith, second it. Okay, further discussion.
So,
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead.
Well, Kim, you can go first, Commissioner Thorburn.
Okay, well, I think that it would be fine to have a sentence or something like that to reflect Barbara's discussion, because it was not part of the regular. It was discussion, but I do remind our commissioners that the minutes, and it says this on the minutes are the written document as well as the full recording. So everything that we talk about is reflected in our minutes. So I favor brevity in the written minutes and just capturing the main points. That's just my position.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Well, first of all, let me say I agree with just capturing the main points is a good thing. You know, I'll go back to the minutes on occasion. I'll rarely go back to the audio, but I have done that. But it's nice not to have to go back to the audio if you're just looking for a main point. And so that's where some little two or three sentence summary of anything big that wasn't really a motion but was a significant thing worth noting. It saves people from going back and having to listen to the whole audio to try to find out the main point that might have brought up. And on the matter of Commissioner Baker bringing this one up, I do recall that conversation, but I don't recall that it was a consensus from everyone that all committee meetings would be closed to any kind of public comment or participation. And I thought it was that up to the discretion of the chair was kind of where the experiment is at now. And the Fish Committee, the chair has elected when there's not very many people to do it. I think I heard complete agreement with trying to avoid two bites out of the apple that I think happened in the Wildlife Committee meeting on the Skagit elk thing. But anyway, I guess I'm not sure it would be completely accurate for the minutes to reflect that there was consensus that there would be no public participation, because I think there's been, you know, that has not been viewed as a failure in the Fish Committee. When there's not very many people there, I think it's actually had some benefit.
This is Barbara again.
Larry. Mr. Baker.
Thank you. I thought about trying to insert something in the minutes, and then the point that both Commissioner McIsaac and Thorburn just made, I think, is important, which is that in the minutes, if something comes up that isn't in the audio record, or if there's certain timelines or something that we agree to that are important to have reflected in the minutes, we should. I just wanted to raise that because that was an issue that was important to me at the last meeting, and I wondered if I should try to insert them, and I just thought I would ask the commissioners what they thought. So I am fine with not having that reflected, and I also want to point out that I never thought we should come up with some hard and fast rule that the chair doesn't have the authority in those meetings to allow public comment. I think personally that the reason that we opened the meetings was to have people there as observers so they could be sure that we weren't hearing and saying things that they weren't privy to. So I'm happy to end this discussion. I just wanted to raise it because I didn't ask Tammy to insert it into the minutes. It just seemed fairly inconsequential considering everything else we did those 3 days.
This is Commissioner Grayville.
Commissioner Grayville.
I agree with Barbara Baker. We could leave that to the discretion of the chair. However, I do want to emphasize, I feel that I wasn't president at the Wildlife Committee meeting, but I do feel that the Fish Committee meetings have, quote-unquote, gotten out of control in terms of the amount of participation from people not on the committee. Barbara speaks to the two bites of the apple, and I think that's a good way to phrase my discomfort with the way the Fish Committee meetings have been conducted. They've become joint meetings with the committee members, staff, and the advocates for the Gilmetters. And so I think that's inappropriate. I would be happy to leave it with the discretion of the chair. However, I want to emphasize, I think we've wandered far off the path of what the original intent was of opening our meetings so that people can observe and we can't be accused of making deals behind closed doors. I believe that was the intent of our original move in this direction of open meetings. And again, I want to emphasize that it's difficult for us to conduct our business with staff when they've become a forum for advocacy groups. We have times and many methods that they can contact the commission, and that was not the intent of our move to open meetings for the various committees.
Any additional discussion? I'm I suppose we can put this on the agenda for some deeper dive into this if my colleagues think that's important, or we can leave it be for the moment.
As the person who raised it, I'm fine with leaving it be.
Yeah, this is Kim. I think that really what was raised is it's up to the chair's discretion. There is an issue that some of us have a concern about. So we'll leave it to the chair's discretion.
Okay, thank you all. All right, we have a motion and a second on the November 1 through 3, 2018 meeting. Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the question. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Thank you all.